Hi, my name is Seya Cooper. I'm a former Olympian for the country of Liberia. I competed in the 1996 Olympics and the 2000 Olympic Games. I was born in Monrovia, Liberia, at the Catholic Hospital in Sinkar Old Road. I grew up in different places between Liberia and the United States. At the age of two, I moved from Liberia to Queens, New York, to be with my mother. And due to lack of child care for me, I relocated back home to Liberia to live with my great-grandmother, the late Beatrice Blamo, in the Point Four Nucutan area. And then later moved to Cinco Oil Road to live with my paternal grandmother, Miss Cecilia Perkins Cooper. And then while living with my grandmother, Cooper, I attended the Bobby Elementary School. It's a little private school in the Oro area. And then transitioned to the Cathedral High School until the ninth grade. And then we moved from Liberia in 1990 because of the war, of course. So many people migrated at the same time. We moved to Silver Spring, Maryland. And then later on in 91, we moved to Germantown, Maryland, where I finished high school. We are the first African republic to obtain their independence, which I think, you know, speaks a lot about Liberia and the culture. I love their food. Everybody loves cassava leaf, but jollof rice is my favorite. I love some jollof rice. Yeah, jollof rice, just invite me over. I'll be there. and then, of course, I love the beaches, you know, the coastal line, because, you know, when I grew up in Liberia, it wasn't far from the beaches. So, you know, the tropical area and beaches that I love. And I love my people. You know, they are very loyal people and they're loving. So those are the things that I envy about Liberia and love. I started running in my junior year of high school. And this was just by default because I was a soccer player. You know, all I wanted to do was play soccer and hopefully go to the World Cup with a team like, you know, Liberia. That was my first athletic goal. But, you know, went on the soccer team in Maryland, Seneca Valley High School, went out for track and started winning. Didn't lose a race to the state championships, you know, in 1991 in Maryland. And so after that, I ran summer track, you know, what a lot of people do, a lot of athletes, what, you know, a talented would do during the summer. And I ran for Ed Waters and Phoenix Express team. We had Coach Garfield Moore, bless his soul, he's rest in peace, he's passed, but he discovered me. And he said, hey, you have the talent to, you know, earn yourself a scholarship. And, you know, I believed him, and he did his coaching, and I just followed. And then ended up earning a full scholarship at Central State University in Ohio. Went to Central State, and I had another outstanding coach, the late Joshua Colbert, who was a former Olympian for the U.S. and the bronze medalist in the 1956 Olympic Games in the 400-meter hurdle for the Team USA. So he, I went under his wings, and he really inspired me to take this opportunity and shape my life in any way I wanted to. And he said, listen, you have the experience and, you know, all the attributes to be an Olympian. You know, he said, if I can do it, you can do it. And he was like 5'6", you know, and he was running over these hurdles that was, you know, 39 inches high. So he's like, if I had all these barriers and became an Olympic bronze medalist, you could do it, you know. But I went to Central State, won third place my first year at the indoor 55 meters. And we won the indoor championship for college that year in 94, my freshman year. And as I was running track for Central State, I came across Kute Mawen, who was later my Olympic teammate at 96 Olympics and 2000. So I met Kute. He was running for Butler University. But this was just odd, you know, we had to meet. And my coach said, hey, there's a Liberian here that wanted to meet you, you know. And yeah, it was Kute. And Kute, of course, talking about, you know, hey, opportunity for Team Liberia, you know, if I qualify, you know, we can put this together, you know, put a relay together and, you know, and perhaps for me running for Liberia also. So since then, we connected after that, and next thing you know, we was driving down to 96 Olympic Games. He and I listened to Tupac all the way down. So that's how it happened. That's how it happened. If I didn't run for Central, I don't know how I would have ran into Kuté, but it was just one of those things that happened, and the rest was history. So my favorite sport, apart from track, is football, American football. And from there, then it's basketball. So football and then basketball. It's just something about American football, you know. There's a lot of strategy that goes into it. It's a combination of speed, jumps, cuts. So, you know, you get the whole athletic areas, that you can have in the face of the game. But American football is one of my favorite sports. When it comes to track and field, now the 100 meters were one of my favorite. It's just the rush to be at a top end speed. That was just something that, something that I really, enjoyed doing and just feeling that energy. But I miss just the team camaraderie with Team Liberia and the relationship that we had from the 1996 team. That team was the team that really shaped up what we're seeing now today, So I really miss running with my teammates on that relay team and just getting to know them. That's Robert Dennis, Eddie Nouvelle, and Kuté Mawin. And we even had some other teammates over the years. But that 96 team, I really missed just being around them and wanting to just put Liberia on the map, and make history. But we've had Grace Dinkin on there, who was the only female at the time. When we all did things further on in our life that meant something, Grace being a surgeon and Kuté having a master's in business, and I master in public health, Robert, Eddie, both lawyers. So, those was the message, like, hey, it's not just about track, it's about making an impact in your community, doing the things that you'd love to do, but you would use track and field as a leverage to get to where you need to be. And that's the goal that we're trying to do with these young upcoming superstars. The first Olympics, it was really memorable and monumental, because at the time, Liberia was really going through a really nasty, brutal war, civil war. And there was nothing, there was no hope at the time of us really becoming a nation that other people would be, proud of. And so we wanted to make something to give us some hope. And so when we had the opening ceremony, that was my memorable moment. When we came down that aisle, when nobody else thought that Liberia was even going to, participate in such an event. And hold, seeing that flag, and the Kuté was our flag bearer. But just that moment of us just being together and raising that flag and walking down the aisle, just send that whole message across the world, like, hey, Liberia is here. We're not going to just, be a country that is, described as a war-torn country, but a country that would thrive, from this and moving forward. But that's, the opening ceremony was my major moment, memorable moment. And in 2000, I think the 2000, we had kind of developed into a country that, hey, we're here, we have arrived, and so me being in the quarterfinals of the 100, just representing the country and being on the TV with Maurice Greene, running against Maurice Greene, the fastest man at the time, former world record holder. That just, those are moments that I will always have with me, to be looked at as one of the best sprinters in the world, in 2000, making the world list. those things means a lot to me, because it just goes to show that, hey, hard work does pay off. And if you set your mind to something, you can always achieve it. Nothing is given to you, you know, on a silver platter. You have to work hard for everything. You know, we now live in a society where a lot of young athletes think they believe that they can get these things overnight. But I try to let them know, like, things doesn't happen overnight. You know, you first have to dream it and believe it, and then put things in motion, and then work your way up the ladder. Because there will be obstacles, there will be barriers. But the name of the game is don't quit. You know, use those as a teaching moment, you know, and keep grinding. Because all those athletes that they see on that podium, I guaranteed you, had a lot of letdowns, a lot of ups and downs that people doesn't see, but they just see the finished product. And they think, oh, I want to be that, but they don't know what goes on behind the scenes. So I just tell them, you know, just work hard. You know, there'll be a lot of ups and downs, but keep working hard and trust in the Lord, because at the end of the day, you're going to need his grace. But once you know, you keep grinding, and don't let anyone tell you what you can and cannot do. And I promise you, the light will be, you know, it will look real bright in the tunnel. So many people don't know that I own a youth track club, and I have gotten scholarship for these all my seniors, and I started this team for two reasons. One was because my former coach, who was my club coach in high school, Coach Garvey Moore, he always said, you know, for you to give back to me, I want you to do the same I did for you to someone else, you know, help someone get to college, because education is something that people cannot take away from you. You know, you can be track star for just so long, or basketball star for just so long, but your education is number one. So I started that track club because of that, to give back, you know, and to also develop my own talent. So I'm not going to go and try to be an opportunist, wait for a talent to come, and then I say, oh, let me come and coach you. But this helps me get my own talent and then get them into college. Once they finish college, they can come back, and then we can continue that journey with them. So I got, it's like a one-stop shop. So I have my track club, which is called Cooper Track Stars. We have several AAU national champions, all Americans, and we are well known in Georgia and around the country. But that's something that a lot of people don't know. So now they know. I miss the travel and the competition that I used to go around the world to run on the circuit. I miss that. Miss the relationships that I've built over the years with other athletes from other countries, and just learning new cultures and stuff as I went to those countries. And I can tell you, most of my friends are those who I built those relationships with when I was running during those years. And, you know, you learn so much. You learn so much. You get to appreciate what you do and all the things that God has, you know, blessed you with. And then those things you put into perspective, and then you appreciate all, you know, like I said, all the gifts that you have. But my life right now, I love being a father away from the track and field world. You know, I'm married, my wife, Tangie Cooper, and five children. I have a blended family, of course. So my oldest is in college. She's about to graduate with a nursing degree. I have two 16-year-olds, and then a 13-year-old, and the last one is 11. So Diana, Taylor, Talia, Layla, and Tyler, those are all my kids. And right now, you know, the thing is to make sure they live the life that they want to live, and just be there for them. You know, so I enjoy, you know, enjoying my family, because without them, you know, life will probably be a little stale, but they keep me going, and I like the support that I receive from them. So yeah, definitely a family man, and that gives me hope every day to get up and keep working so hard. But I really believe in God and try to live a life that reflect that, you know, that I do believe in that one being, you know, who drives everything. So, but yeah, but in a nutshell, that's me off the track.